Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight magazine for women. At People You Need to Know, we are a leader in helping women grow their business by promoting them in our magazine, in our newspaper, and online. In addition, we give our clients world-class recognition at numerous business expos and women's events throughout Metro Atlanta. Our show today is brought to you by our official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about a new and exciting networking organization that can help you expand your business network. It's called Caribbean and American Business Connections. My guest today is a native of Guyana, South America. She is the president and founder of the Caribbean and American Business Connections. They strive to help the Caribbean and American community network effectively by hosting monthly networking events. We are honored to have on the phone today a young lady who is known as Atlanta's number one networker, Ms. Sabrina Sumra Kelly. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Sparkplug, and thank you for having me.
How are you today?
I am doing very well, very well.
Well, great. Are you ready to talk about Caribbean and American business connections?
I am.
Well, let's get right into it, okay?
Yes.
Tell our listeners, what is the CABC, or as you call it, the Caribbean and American business connections?
The Caribbean and American Business Connection is a platform that I created to have the people, the global community, I should say, and the American community come together through personal and professional relationship where they will share their businesses, their expertise, promoting, supporting, and just referring each other through business connections.
Beautiful. Well, what are some of the benefits for attending this monthly networking experience?
Well, when they come to the event, the first thing I let my viewers and the folks that come to this event know that this is not an event just for show. It's not a social event. It's an event for you to come and work, share what you have, promote what you have. The platform will have speakers there that will help you expand on what you already have. You know, a lot of people are in business, but they are kind of stuck and not sure how to get it to the next level. This is where I have speakers that will come and explain to them, when you are in business, in order for you to stay in business, you have to do certain things. Networking, we know, can be overrated, but if you network effectively, you will get the what you're looking for when you go to these events. Example, I've gone to many events, and I've seen a lack of certain things when I get there. It's not just shuffling business cards. It's creating that relationship, authentic relationship, that will further expand what you have. And so we create this platform that will make them get up there and speak, say who they are, so when they leave, somebody will say, well, I know who Sparkplug was. I know what he has to offer.
Well, as Atlanta's number one networker, what's your best tip for someone who's going out to network this evening?
First of all, know where you're going. A lot of times we're not sure what to expect when we go to an event. But you as a person going into an event, you have to be fully prepared, first of all. You're not just going there, again, for a show. Make sure you have lots of marketing tools, lots of business cards. Get all of that information, and when you get there, approach someone, not just stand around. You have to go and meet and talk to someone face-to-face. You have to let them know why you were there. You know, so it's a lot that goes into these events when you go to them, because many of us, we forget why we were there and why we were in business. So you have to be fully prepared to give your information and let everyone know who you were when you left that event.
All right. Well, Sabrina, how is it different, or how does CABC stand out from other monthly networking events?
Because our platform, like I stated before, it's a platform that will make you not forget why you're in business. we have the what we call the pass the mic segment, where we challenge everyone that's in that room to get up and speak before the crowd. We also have segments where we do role playing, where again, if you're in the business, in your business, everyone needs to know again what you have to offer. The key thing is a lot of us forget why we're in business. And so the platform that we created, it will not just be there for you to come and pay and eat and drink and look pretty, but for you to have a lasting impression when you leave that event that night.
Well, speaking of lasting impressions, what is the mission of CABC?
Well, the mission, again, is to let everyone know who you are, what you have in business. My biggest goal for this platform is to create a global presence, not just a nationwide presence, but a global presence. And by doing that, our platform is not just in one central location. My goal is to go into several communities so we can further expand our businesses, let everyone know who we are and what we have to offer. And we hope to someday take this event across the waters, across to the Caribbean, so they too can see what it is, what it takes to network and to stay in business and have a presence.
Well, speaking of growth, what is your vision for CABC?
My vision is to let everyone know communities, we have an international presence, and we have the American community. My goal is to have anyone and everyone, if you're traveling, let's say, to the Caribbean, Barbados, Jamaica, where have you, whenever you hear of the CABC, you can say, you know what, because of that platform, my business is well known. So again, the vision, the bigger vision for me, since I am a product of the Caribbean, is to have a global presence for everyone.
Well, tell our listeners, what inspired you to start the CABC?
I will tell you what it is, excuses. Time and time again, I hear people say, well, Miss Kelly, you live too far. You know, I host another event for women in business, and I'm being told constantly that you live too far. I had the men approach me and said, Miss Kelly, what do you have for me? We have nowhere, we don't have a platform, we don't have a voice. So I took all those things into consideration to create this platform on a bigger scale, because the women's group is just primarily for women. But I wanted men to be inclusive as well. And the diversity is another reason why I started this, again, to bring the international community with the American community.
Oh, right. Well, Ms. Sabrina, you're one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know Network. Tell our listeners, why did you decide to advertise your business in People You Need to Know magazine?
If you recall, about 5 or 6 months ago, I reached out to you by email. I've been collecting this magazine since I came to Georgia, 2002, and the title alone is profound. It's just profound, and I always said one day, by the grace of God, I would be in this magazine so I can let anyone and everyone know who Sabrina Summer Kelly is. And I want to thank you for reaching out to me and giving me this opportunity to be in the 2012 edition, and so I can let everyone know, including the radio station this morning, know who I am and what I'm here to offer, and that is through massive production of businesses and exposure, and just showing people what it means to maintain the business once you become a part of the business community.
Well, before we bring this interview to a close, is there one last thing you'd like our listeners to remember about CABC?
Yes. I first want to let them know that we did launch on April 15th, and that day was a day where the weather was not very good. And I was so humbled, of the response that the people that came out and supported my vision, and they are looking for more. I want to let them know it will be a monthly event. Our next event will be May 20th at the Commerce Club in Atlanta, Georgia, and it will be an ongoing event. And please look for us in your respective communities. If you would like for us to be in an area where you are, please reach out to me, and I would be more than happy to get some things arranged and so we can have a presence in your community.
Sabrina, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
Yes. My contact number is 404-981-7087.
All right. What about a website?
We are working our website as we speak. We're working on that as we speak, and we will have that to you, Sparkplug, as soon as it is up and running.
We'll give out that phone number one more time then, please.
Yes. It is 404-981-7087.
Ms. Sabrina Sumra Kelly, President and Founder of Caribbean and American Business Connections, Thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you again, Sparkplug, and thank you for this opportunity. And you
All
have
right.
a great day.
You too.
All
You've
right.
been
Thanks.
Listening to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio, the radio station connecting you to America's leading women in business who are doing great things in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, because nobody does it better. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.